Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with the sports news. Morning, Des.
Morning, Gavin. We're going to start with GAA news. Micheál Donoghue is to take charge of Galway's hurlers for a second time. He left Dublin at the end of this year's championship and he will be appointed by the county's management committee for a four-year term. They have a meeting on Monday night, the county board. He previously led Galway to an All-Ireland title in 2017, but they never built on that. At the Paralympics in Paris, Róisín Éireann was fourth in the women's S13 100 metres butterfly final. Little time for recovery. She returns to the pool today in the 100 metres backstroke final. Nicole Turner finished sixth in the women's S6 50 metres freestyle final. The swimming was absolutely fantastic last night. And the swimming continues today. Cycling and archery again taking centre stage in Paris, along with the first of the rowing and athletics events. We'll have more on that later in the programme. In golf, after round one of the KPMG Women's Irish Open at Carton House, Leona Maguire is just two shots off the lead after an opening round of 300 par 70. The joint leaders, Ersta Wikström of Finland, Alessandro Finale of Italy and Luna Galmes of Spain, all shot 68. Three other Irish players broke par, including two teenage Irish amateurs, Olivia Costello on 2 under and Anna Abom on 1 under par.
I only got an invite maybe last week, so it came as a shock, and I was just happy just to even have the experience to play, and obviously to have played well is like just a bonus, but I'm really just here to enjoy the experience and learn as much as I can.
The amount of young players coming through at the moment, like Róisín Scanlan did well today, and then there's obviously Olivia Costello's doing well too. Are you all inspired by Leona? Is that why this wave of players all believe that they can do something special?
Yeah, I think she definitely has like a big part to play in that. Like, you know, a few years ago seeing her win on the LPGA, and you know, someone who came up in the same like amateur ranks as us, and seeing, you know, like a player do so well, you know, playing Solheim Cups, like she definitely does, I think, inspire us all.
Now, you're obviously developing in terms of your strength. How far do you need to progress, or what can you see is the difference between you and where it is out there, the standard is out there?
Yeah, like the standard is obviously incredibly high. Like the girls were driving me probably on every hole, but so that is definitely something, even before this week, that I knew like I need to, you know, work on my distance. I'm definitely like one of the shorter hitters, even out of like the amateur golfers. It kind of just goes to show today that even if you hit it short, like you can still shoot a score if you're playing well. Like it's not the be all end all.
That's Anna Abom, great round from her. Olivia Mahaffey shot at 1 under par 72. Lauren Walsh at 74. Now, in that massive money event in Atlanta, world number one Scottie Scheffler made the ideal start in his bid to win a first FedEx Cup title. He's moved into a 7-stroke lead after the first round of the Tour Championship. Remember, this carries a first prize of $25 million. Scheffler signed for a 6 under par 66. He's 16 under par overall. The Tour Championship's staggered structure means the 28-year-old, who was the leader in the point standing going into the tournament, starts at 10 under par. Second in the rankings, Xander Schauffele started at 8 under. He's only picked up one shot, though. He's tied in second place on 9 under with fellow American Colin Morikawa. Rory McIlroy's in a share of 10th place on 6 under. Shane Lowry is 5 under. There was no joy for Shamrock Rovers last night, as two goals midway through the second half gave a dominant Greek side Pauk a 2-0 win on the night and 6-0 on aggregate. But Rovers' place in the Conference League is already secured, so they await the lunchtime draw in Monaco to see which six opponents they'll face in UEFA's third-tier competition. We've just two games tonight in the Premier Division because of the European action, but they have a direct bearing at the top of the table. Derry City lead Shelburne on goal difference, and Derry travel to Galway United while Shelburne go to Dundalk. In tennis, we had a massive surprise at the US Open last night, as the number 3 seed Carlos Alcaraz suffered a shock defeat from the Dutchman Botik van der Zandschulp. Alcaraz was bidding to become the third man in history after Rod Laver and Rafael Nadal to win the French Open, Wimbledon and the US Open all in the same calendar year. But he never recovered from a shaky start and lost 6-1, 7-5, 6-4. The top seeds Jannik Sinner and Iga Swiatek eased through to round 3. Elena Rybakina had to withdraw because of injury. And finally for now, we've racing today at two meetings, Wexford and Down Royal.